The story of the game here tonight, Niamh Colm Kill hit the front early on after 8 minutes with points from Michael Lynch and Daniel Clark. But after that, the next four all came from the Fermanagh champions. One of them was from play from McBride, but then Joseph Heaney stepped up with three unanswered scores. Willie Gillespie got a point just before the break, which settled things down for Niamh Colm Kill. So they went in at half-time with just a point separate in them, but it was Ballinalech who were in front. Niamh Colm Kill would feel that they should have been at least level and even in front, considering they hit four wide in that first half and had three balls into the keeper's hands as well. It was Ballinalech that got that first score of the second half from their full forward McBride once again to give them a 2-point cushion. But really, since the 7th minute of the second half, it's been all about Niamh Colm Kill. Willie Gillespie, very influential tonight. He had a point from play to bring it back to 1, and then Michael Lynch made it a 5 points apiece game. Quick scores again coming from Daniel Clark and Willie Gillespie give them a 2-point cushion. Then we've seen manager Ryan McKinley making a double substitution. Michael Friel and Don Haggerty came in replacing Jared Kern and Kevin Gallagher. One of those subs played a crucial role. It was the delivery from Haggerty into Matthew Crossan 17 minutes into the second half, which seen Crossan with a sublime finish to nestle the ball in the back of the net in the right-hand corner, and that goal that we said would be huge went in Niamh Colm Kill's favour. It was a 1-7 to 6 points game. Then Daniel Clark and Michael Lynch stepped up with two further points to make it a 6-point cushion. We are in to injury time in this one. We've played almost 6 minutes, but it's going to be Niamh Colm Kill. They're going to be crowned Ulster champions, and this is very much sort of like a home game for the Niamh Colm Kill side, because the parish is made up of players from in and around the Calais, St Johnston and Newton Cunningham areas, and it's not too far here from Celtic Park. They're not going to have to make any long trip home tonight, that's for sure, with the silverware. This is an historic night for Donegal GA, because we've never had Ulster champions before from the county, but the first Donegal side to do that is going to be Niamh Colm Kill, as Maggie Farrell blows the final whistle and Niamh Colm Kill are champions. There's going to be lots of celebrations here at Celtic Park in Derry tonight as the substitutes and the supporters run onto the pitch. Niamh Colm Kill have won this Ulster title. They've won it by 6 points. 1-9-6 is how it's finished. And again, Brendan Kilcoyne, a super night for Niamh Colm Kill, a super night for Donegal football. Very much worthy of being crowned Ulster champions this evening.
Yeah, definitely. Best team on the night. Won the game. They outscored Ballinalech 1-6-2 points in the second half. You know, took their chances. They played well all over the field. You know, a lot of the forwards will get a lot of credit, but I was really impressed with the way they defended. They got that everyone back there for the last few minutes, and it was just last-ditch defending. But, you know, they didn't look like they were under pressure. So it's a massive achievement for the club, so it is, you know. And it's great for GAA and Donegal to see a club like Niamh Colm Kill go the whole way to Ulster Junior Championship success, so it is. And it's great credit to everyone that's involved, and no better tribute to that great man that they speak about, James Dowd, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. A lot of great people have kept the club alive down there in difficult circumstances down through the years, and you know, this is the culmination of a lot of work, you know, and I couldn't be happier for them. It's a fantastic achievement for them here tonight, and I hope they enjoy it.
It's a brilliant night for Niamh Colm Kill. We will have a reaction to this one online on highlandradio.com very, very soon this evening. Plus, we'll also have a reaction tomorrow on our Sunday Sports programme. But it's Niamh Colm Kill who now go through to the All-Ireland Series, and believe it or not, that is getting underway in the next number of weeks. They're going to have to go to England, away from home, on the road to play the British champions tomorrow fortnight, which will be the 9th of December. But between now and then, Niamh Colm Kill are going to savour this. They're going to enjoy it tonight. They are Ulster champions, the first side ever to be crowned Ulster champions from Donegal. They have beaten Ballinalech at Celtic Park in Derry on a final scoreline of 1-9 to 6 points. Back to the studio.